Lili Nishmas Abamari Zichron Olivracha. Great Sim Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, discussing the Sudam Asekes. The first Se'if is not, has some details which for us is not really so lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you take one type of food, cook it in two pots, in slightly different ways. One's a little thicker than the other, so that's called two tafshilin. If it's exactly the same, that's called one tafshilin. But if it's slightly different, that's called two tafshilin. Two tafshilin. Also, what if you have one piece, one type of food that has two parts to it? Let's say the Mishnah Berurah talks about a type of potato latkes. So sometimes you eat the potatoes with cheese. Potato latkes with cheese. So you eat potato latkes separate and cheese separate sometimes. So together that's called two tafshilin, not one. Macaroni and cheese would be the same thing. That's two items, not one. But there's a certain type of food that in the times of the Shulchan Aruch was always cooked together. It was some dish of peas, onions, and eggs. Since it was always made together, that's called one item, even though it's three items cooked mamish together at the same time. Well, so that's the psak of the Shulchan. And again, Lamaisa, we'll see later what our minhag is regarding what exactly we eat at the time of the Sudah Mafsekes. Well, Sif Dalad. Muta lecho peiros kishem chayim afil kama minim. Fruits are allowed, it's only cooked items that are usher. Hey. Noagim lechol adoshim im beitzim uvushalim besocham shem maichol avelim. The Shulchan Aruch says to eat lentils with eggs together, that's the maichol of avelim. Avelim eats foods that are circular to show the cycle of life. A person is born, a person dies. So that's the cycle of life, and that's called one tafshil, because in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, those two things were always eaten together. Nowadays, that they're not always eaten together, so that would be considered two items. We could only have one or the other, either eggs or lentils. And as we'll see, our minhag is, as the Rama says, our minhag is to eat eggs. V'yesh nohagim lechol beitzim kashim. We eat hard-boiled eggs, and that's the custom for Ashkenazim, for sure, to eat at the Sudah Mafsekes, and that is one cooked dish. Now, it's important to know that Mishnah Berurah points out that at the Sudah, it's not that you start with this and then have other food. At the Sudah Mafsekes itself, all you have is the egg. Now, but it's a Sudah. So we'll see in Sivav, we're going to learn now, that you have bread with salt, and you have bread dipped in salt, and you have water, and you have the hard boiled egg. Sifav. Mishef shalo lo yocha b'sudah b'apsekes ela pas chareva b'melach v'kiton shalmayim. So this is our custom of the sudah b'apsekes, bread with some salt if you want, some water, and a hard boiled egg. Oh. And the Ramah adds on, V'yesh machrim shalitabal achar chilasan pas be'efer. Have a little bread with ashes. U'yachol shem bayages bechatzatz, etc. What's the idea? This is a sign of avelus. Now it's like this. The Sudah Mafsekes is a time that we experience sorrow and mourning. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wrote in the beginning of the Siman. So, although you're eating now, because you have to have food before Tisha B'Av, but the last Suda before Tisha B'Av is one that we lessen the pleasure, we lessen the Simcha, and already the Suda brings us into the feeling of mourning. Now, it's like this. You're going to have a large meal before the Suda Mafsekes, normally. This we'll get to later, Bezer Shem, tomorrow's year. So, which is okay, but you want to make sure not to get filled up so much that the Sudah Mafsekes, you're not hungry anymore, because it has to be a real Sudah, that you're hungry, a little hungry for the bread and for the egg. So a person should eat the Sudah before the Sudah Mafsekes, don't get totally filled up, and then we learn today what to eat at the actual Sudah Mafsekes itself. Well, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Again, part of the Avelus and the Tsar and the Tsar sit on the floor for the Suda Mafsekas, and that's our custom. It's a Suda Shefala, a low level Suda. That not a luxurious Suda. And Ramah adds on, V'ein Tsarich Lachlots Minala. You see, the real Avelus only starts at night. You can leave your shoes on. So too, after the Suda, you can sit on a regular bench, a regular chair, until Shkia. There's a special din that during the Suda itself, to make you feel lower at the Suda, and more humble in front of Hashem, and beginning the Avelus, during the actual Suda, to get into the mood of the Avelus and the sorrow, you sit on the floor. But after the Avelus, after the Suda, you can sit on a bench until Shkia. Similarly, in order to make sure that the Suda is not a family simcha-filled Suda, you don't have a Zimun. It says in Sifras, Yeshli Zar Shalo, Yeshlu Shalosha, Lecho B'Suda Mafsekes, Kadesh Yitzchai B'Zimun. You're not supposed to have a Zimun. Rather, every person benches by himself. So each person should sit in his own place in the room. Even if the Mishnah writes in Sif Katan Yotes, even if Taka they did sit together, Bidiyavid, that's not called a Kfiyas and they would not make a Zimun. Since you're not supposed to eat together, so it's sort of by mistake. You're not really eating together and enjoying the meal together, so that's not called a Zimun. So even if you did eat together, you would not make a Zimun. Okay, we'll stop here. And it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you're eating the Suda Mafsekes, bread and the egg dipped in the bread dipped in the ashes, the Mishnah Berurah says, and you should say Va'omer Zehu Seudas Tishabov. And that's from the Yerushalmi. And we'll see later in a few days, Bezuz Hashem, the Rav Nevensol thinks that's a very significant thing. That this is the Suda of Tisha B'Av. But you can't do that Tisha B'Av, so you have the official Tisha B'Av Suda on Erev Tisha B'Av. Oh. But that taka brought down in the halacha, in the poskim, that a person should say, when he's eating the bread dipped in the ashes, say the words, Zeh Suda Tisha B'Av. This is the Tisha B'Av meal.